Hi, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. Hey, just one little technical thing. I'll be right back with you. Just stay with me. What are we doing here today on July 4th? We're doing things to bring you ideas.
It is said that if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. Here's a chance to learn new ways to be with people and to be with yourself as well. Tune into The Positive Mind Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
And mostly Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
On WBAI 99.5. It's knowledge from the heart, my friends.
So, this is the story, friends. Independence Day. Today is Independence Day. What does that mean? Independence Day. What does it mean? It means fireworks? Well, okay, listen here. Since my life is about teaching you not to judge things, it is so easy to look at fireworks and say, ah, explosions and destruction and maleness and but, you know, 99% of the people out there love it. They love explosions. They love seeing things go up and go. They love to feel that way. Sex is often seen as fireworks. So we could judge them all we want, but let's try to understand it a little bit. So when a group of people, and usually it's a large group, decides to look at fireworks together as they're going to be doing today, there are thousands and thousands of people gathering in a family. They're arm in arm. They're close to each other. You generally don't go to look at fireworks from a place where nobody else is. That's not as much fun. I have in the studio with me today Davina Simo, the artist, who happened to be stopping by the studio, dropping off a piece of work that she's donating. Hey, Davina, welcome.
Hi.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about fireworks. Hey, Davina.
Hi.
Yeah. So a group of people who are gathering together, and they get together and they watch fireworks. Do you like fireworks?
Yes.
What do you like about them?
I like the colors. I like the different patterns. I like the sound.
Now, as a fine artist, that must be something. But how about the smoke, the bombs, all the other stuff that goes with it? Doesn't bother you? The environment?
I like it. I like the chaos it creates.
And most people do. And most people do. Now, psychology of fireworks, what happens? The main thing is, believe it or not, you're with your family. See, most people's experience of fireworks came from when they were kids. You went with your family to see the fireworks. So here you are gathering with a group of people watching fireworks. Why do you think people watch it on television, of all things? They're not out there, but they still see the family. They gather. They join the family. They close their eyes when they hear the spar-dangle. This is Armand DeMille. But But also, fireworks give you dopamine. And people love dopamine. Dopamine, cocaine. Fire. Fire in your blood, cocaine. Endorphins. Explosions, you know, loud explosions trigger a defense reaction in the body. And one of those defensive reactions is endorphins. And endorphins are implicated as a pain-relieving substance, but also one that is an analog of opioids. You know, so it's like taking opium. Give me some endorphins. Also known, by the way, endorphins known to be the flooding of the cerebral cortex during orgasm. So, you know, endorphins, obviously, people like. You get stress released, and everybody likes stress released. Nobody likes stress. And nobody likes plain release. If you got plain release, you go to sleep. People like stress release. Stress release. The heart works on stress release. The body works on stress release. Fireworks, stress release. Stress release. Creativity. What you said, Davina, is amazing creativity of putting these colors and things together in the sky. Beauty in its own way. So fireworks are kind of like love. It's kind of like romance. It's the thing we hope for. But unfortunately, most romances start off as sparklers and they end there. You know, don't go to very much more. And the ones that go to the Roman candles, those are usually short-lived too, right? You run out of your Roman candles, you look down into the rod, you say, eh, no more things to shoot. You throw that away and that's the end of that. On the negative side, there are children and dogs who are terrified of the sound, just as they're terrified of thunder and lightning. I have a dear friend who has a child who's terrified by thunder and by fireworks. Terrified, terrified. They try to protect the child from the noise by holding him back away from it. But I read something recently about how to cure that. You know, it's an interesting way to cure the fear of thunder. Not to protect the person from it by giving them headphones and stuff, but by being a warrior and saying to your child, I hate that thunder. You hate that thunder. I hate it. I'm going to go out and I'm going to beat it up. I'm going to get out there right now and I'm going to have it thunder inside of me and I'm going to fight it back and I won't let it get me. You stay here, son. You scared. It's okay. But I'm going to fight that thunder. And someday you come with me and we'll fight it together. They found that to be the cure. Interesting, isn't it? So, Independence Day. We celebrate our Declaration of Independence from Great Britain in 1776. And as independent as we are in relation to many countries in the world, are we really? Of course not. In my mind and heart, we are not independent as long as we suffer needlessly, as long as we cause needless suffering to others. It's like just what we do. It's like a balance. Interdependence is a different concept. Interdependence is the idea that I need you and you need me. I hate that thought. I can't stand it. I need something. No, I grew up not needing anything. I was going to prove to everybody who didn't give me what I needed. No way, Jose. I'm not going to need anything from you. Do you ever feel that way?
Yes.
You just, no need nothing from nobody. Right? And then you find that you ache a little bit when you see your father with his arm around his son. Or you see a woman with a child, and you have need. And then you hope somebody comes along who's like begging for money. And they say, hey, I need $5, and you could turn them down and say no. And you feel power over need. But it does seem that this world works on an interdependence. the body works on interdependency. If we didn't have interdependency, the body couldn't work. Your heart couldn't pump blood to your head. You couldn't do anything. I mean, it's just like nothing would work in your body if there wasn't interdependence. There's interdependence of every cell of your body with almost every other cell. When the cells become non-dependent, but they take over independent as opposed to interdependent, then we have cancer. Then we have something dangerous. Then we have tumors. See, now it's on its own. It's just eating everything in sight. And it's going to keep on taking over and taking over because it is independent of the body's functioning. The body can't deal with it back. So we need interdependency, and we need it with each other. But I want to let you know, I fully understand if you resent it. If you resent it, and if you say, I don't want to depend on anything, that makes all the sense in the world. Why would you want things that have the power to pull away from you, the power to leave you, the power to disappoint you? Do you understand how to pronounce this word, the top word? Give it a shot.
Pratiti asumpata.
Pratiti asumpata, right? Pratiti asumpata. Well, it's a Buddhist word. It's a Buddhist word that comes from Mahayana Buddha. It states that all phenomena are arising together in a mutually interdependent web of cause and effect. When one cause changes or disappears, the resulting object or phenomena will also change or disappear. Well, of course, that makes sense. Do we need a big word to say that? Pratyati apisupatata. Right? But we did. And it explains this, and the Buddhism has been explaining this for years about the need, the independence, the dependency of one on the other. So interdependence leads to, according to Buddhism, your evolution as a person. You see, what you eventually do is you step up to a higher level by acknowledging and permitting the interdependence. Interdependence in a relationship in which each member is usually dependent on the other. It differs from dependent relationship, where some members are dependent and others are not. In an interdependent relationship, participants may emotionally, economically, ecologically, or morally rely on and are responsible to each other. When you have fireworks, a very interesting thing happens. Everybody cooperates. You ever hear anybody rush for the door after the fireworks? You don't rush for the door. If you're smart, you get a spot by the door under the fireworks, which is very hard to do. Out in West Hampton, there's a tree. They do fireworks at the airport out there. I'm not out there, but I remember being out there. And they did these wonderful fireworks, and there was this tree that if you were right near it, right outside that tree was a little fence, and you could just exit. And nobody else was exiting that way or exiting another way. It was perfect. Perfect. But you miss the murmur of the people, the post-orgasmic people who saw these fireworks together. There's something beautiful about it, something they like. It's like going to a great movie together. It's like being at a good rally together. It's like hearing great singing or a great concert. It's wonderful. So my independent friends, enjoy this dependency. Enjoy this interdependency. You don't have to admit your need to anybody, but if you have need, it's perfectly all right. We're going to take some telephone calls today at 212-209-2900 with the great help of our wonderful engineer, Ian Forrest, who is sitting in for Michael G. Haskins today, but the help of Michael G. Haskins and Kathy Davis as well, to make sure that we could get you this program today, because we're doing it from our studio uptown. And it's, I want to greet you people. I want to greet you as part of the family, the interdependent family. I'm going to admit it. I need you. I need you guys to be on my team. That's a tone. That's a nice tone. But you know, Ian, it would be better if we picked up a different call where somebody was on it. That's it. But that was nice to hear. That was the tone. Here comes another tone. 212-209-2900. It takes a little bit to get these all queued up and to learn the system. But he's a master. Hi there, you're on the air. This is Armand Mill.
Yes, I know. I have, of course, mixed feelings about fireworks.
Sure.
I know that back in the 1960s, patriotism and fireworks and the whole thing was a big combinatorial. But at the same time, patriotism means pro-Vietnam War.
Right.
Patriotism means flags on cars, and how much I resented all that, how I resented the United States being in the war. And now we move forward, and of course, in Jones Beach, they have this huge air show of army or Air Force jets, and it's all wrapped up into patriotism and being in the army and joining up. And added to that, I have a dog who's deathly afraid of fireworks.
Yeah, you know, now isn't that terrible?
I have to put him in a thunder shirt to wrap him up. I have to keep him in the house with the air conditioner on high. And
you have to hold him, right? Do you hold him when it happens?
I hold him, and he's still, and despite the thunder shirt and despite the noise that tends to try to
of
cover
course.
Up the thunder.
You know what we learned? It hits the metabolism. It goes somewhere inside his brain. It's not just the sound. It's the vibration. And they find that it's going on inside chemically no matter what you try to do. What a wonderful man you must be to want to protect somebody that well. Now, let me go back to you about the 60s and the 70s. When WBAI was born, and we were there all fighting, and right, we resented the fireworks and the flags and everything. I did a concert. I had a lecture where I had 2,000 people. I was supposed to do a closing ceremony. And at the end of this ceremony, which is in the late 70s, I stood up and I said, Jesus, I said, I'm pissed off. I said, here I have no right any longer to even look at the American flag, because if I look at it, it sickens me. It reminds me of Vietnam. I have no song I could sing about America, because if I sing it, I sound like I'm a patriot who's encouraging war. And I was at a thing called the American Humanistic Convention, which is people who all felt the same way. So I stood there in front of 2,000 people and I said, listen, could we reclaim something? Could we take it back? And I said, dare we sing America the Beautiful together? And they rebelled. They screamed. They wanted to throw things at me, but they trusted me. So we started singing and we all sang America the Beautiful, 2,000 people who were all Vietnam protesters reclaiming the country song, at least. And everybody wept. Everybody held on to everybody. And I wept up there on the stage. And it was so beautiful.
Yeah, I wish I could have a cathartic experience like that.
Come on over to my studio and we'll sing it together. Let me ask you something. You're an old hardline guy. How do the lyrics go?
I can sing America.
Let's do it.
Please, no.
I know, on BAI. Imagine singing America the Beautiful on WBAI. They would probably take my license and take me off the air. But with you, me, and Davina, what the hell? We could do this. What's your name?
My name is Lloyd.
Lloyd. Let's do it. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, start me off.
I don't know how it starts. America for Spacious Skies?
America for Spacious
Skies. Forever.
For amber waves of gray.
Okay, now wait. I want you to sing it.
I've sung it.
I want you to really sing. I want to sing it. I don't want to just say the words, okay? Can we really sing it? Let's try it. America for spacious skies.
For amber waves of, was it gray?
Grain. Mm-hmm. For purple pebbles.
Purple mass.
Go ahead.
Majesties
above
the fruited plain.
America, America, God shed his light on thee,
and crown thy good with brotherhood
from sea to shining sea.
Now hold it a minute, don't say anything. It's very daring, and it's very changing. They don't own this. The politicians don't own it. They don't own our country. It's not even ours anyway. They don't own you. They don't own your dog. You're a brave man. I'm very happy you called.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Armand.
It's my pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 212-209-2900. I wonder if they're going to keep me on the air. They may just kick me off. You know, they may come along. Pacifica Foundation, named Pacifica, which means peace, may come along and chop off my neck and say, you sang the national anthem of America, the beautiful one. They won't do that. They're beautiful people. 212-209-2900. Not with Ian Forrest around. He would protect me. He'd stand up and he'd say, no, you don't. This is my guy. Come on, Ian. Give me the next call.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. This is Armand DeMille.
Armand.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Stefano speaking.
Stefano. How nice to hear from you. Good.
I just want to say thank you for many reasons to everyone you inspire on the air, for your personal help with what you've done for and with me. And listening to this show, I had something, maybe a question, possible idea. Now, the fireworks themselves, at least visually, seem to display geometric shapes, which I believe somehow occur in nature or in our own minds, and are maybe hitting a part, in addition to being with the family and everything else, that might cause interest in the actual show display of it. On a moral level, I see how it can be destructive, and I understand that, but I think maybe a collective understanding of the materials used will change that. And as far as the fear for children and dogs, I think in most children it's a reasonable thing. Fear, I had an example. I have daughters, so in my case, I didn't have to explain fear in the sense of anxiety, rather than we were at the ocean, and the ocean itself is powerful. It can be, you know, it can suck you right in. It's a force of life, and it can take your life. So with my daughters, I showed them that, and we heard lightning and thunder, and I tried to explain how the necessary symbiosis, that relationship, as you talked about the harmony, is in front of us in every part of our life. So as witnesses who can receive that, we become more than a witness, but we are in fact part of this process, the living process that you've helped me see.
Ah, Stefano, you've come such a long way from the way you used to be to the way you are now. You're an amazing being, you know, you're an amazing being, and your children are amazingly beautiful and lucky to have a man with such depth and insight. It's really a pleasure to have you connect with me today.
Thank you for taking my call, Armand.
Sure.
And any words might be unnecessary, but I have to say it's your altruism which sees in others the capacity, the ability to feel and be, rather than, as they say, human beings. We are. We don't have to be human doings who search to attain through, you know, all the necessary processes, but thank you for bringing me to a place that things just are.
Hey, you know what I'm doing tomorrow? Get this, Stefano. You know what I haven't done for 5 years, and I think you originally were a part of it? During the fund drive, which comes up next week, I'm offering those free consultations. They're not free. I mean, people donate money to the station, but I give away my time so I can meet people with the first time, for the first time.
Yeah, I remember you doing that. As a matter of fact, I have a friend who I would love to make that connection. And
good.
If
they can make that donation, it makes the price of getting
bucks.
A consultation less than any other way of doing it. It's really beautiful.
No, I absolutely agree. And as a matter of fact, I'll put it out that if you want, I will supply food for your fundraiser. Unfortunately, I won't be able to drop it off, but if we can coordinate, we can have someone pick it up.
Well, so, you can call down at WBAI, and they will arrange that.
That is a perfect example of what you showed me. There's a caring, giving relationship and a caregiver where the symbiosis...
He makes the very best escarole soup in the world. There is no escarole soup like this man could make, right? You want to tell them where the restaurant is where they might get escarole soup?
Well, that restaurant is on 92nd Street.
And Madison Avenue.
There's going to be another project opening up soon on 135th.
Okay, 7th. But the one on 90, up there on Madison Avenue, may be supplying to the fund drive, which we thank you for, Stefano. Thanks for calling in. Hey, this is Armando Mill. What gifts we have today. 212-209-2900. Let's take one more call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, I'm on.
Hey!
Stefan Omar, my brother.
How are you, Omar? Good. Nice to hear your voice. Talk about interdependence, boy.
It's so beautiful hearing. I haven't heard from you in a while. I was hoping that you weren't taking a much-deserved vacation from us. But, you know, I'm here listening to you talking about the fireworks and the 4th of July and this, that, and the other. And I remember I've always had a negative connotation about that. I remember in my youth when we were kids, we used to run down to Chinatown and buy all these fireworks and come back uptown and try to make a few extra dollars. And every time we get off the subway, it seems like we had the King Cole Trio, which was the undercover policeman. Somebody tipped them off, and naturally they took all of our fireworks, and they just gave us a good scolding. So whenever I think about that, I get flashbacks of my youth, and I realize that back then, I don't know if they're allowed to do it now, but it was against the law to sell them and to and to use them. You know what I mean?
I never
really got into that, watching the fireworks and this, that, and the other. I think that for me, the 4th of July is more like for families getting together and, you know, hugging each other and maybe going on picnics or going hiking or going swimming and things of that nature. You know what I mean? But as far as all the explosions and things, as far as that's concerned, that's never really been my bag. So I don't know what you think about that, but that's where I'm coming from this 4th of July.
Well, what I think about that, Omar, is that what a terrible man you are. You're a horrible person to be rejecting the fireworks. What's wrong with you? You want to just be with people and go hiking? What are you, some kind of loony?
Well, you know, also, you remember, Armand, back a few years ago, a lot of kids were being injured by fireworks.
Sure, we're not talking about that. I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about what goes on in the sky and the family that gets together and the reason why. I'm certainly not encouraging people to go blow themselves up.
Exactly.
In fact, I think that's the only reason that people join the military, is so that they could go blow something up. And that's because they come from families where they couldn't do it.
I never joined the military because I'm not into blowing anything up, but except balloons, making people happy, and that's about it.
Thank you for calling in. We got to take a short break.
There's nothing you can do about it, Armand. Just have a nice 4th and don't celebrate it with the 5th, okay?
Okay.
Because the life that you save may be mine if you're driving.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, my friends, a little music. And then we'll continue with your telephone calls at 212-209-2900. It's all yours, Ian. The There's something very sobering about that. Something that brings me home to a certain place. Fanfare, that's Aaron Copland. There's something about home that has very big meaning to me. That's what love is about. Love is about finding home. Feeling a place where you belong. So people try it through all forms of romance and joining clubs and doing projects, and they try everything they can. And they even try to build things and get applause and get on stage or do a good job or take care of somebody else or just stay private or dominate everything or they become perfect. And they consider this strategy is going to work. No, this strategy is going to work. This strategy is going to work to make me feel safe. But the trouble is, it's kind of an illusion. It's, again, the diminishing resources. See, this safety that we have, that we're looking for, is totally unnecessary. You don't need to be safe. Live in danger. The safety that we try to find by hiding behind each other, by owning each other, by trying to possess each other, it just doesn't work. If it did, I'd say do it. I'd say go out and steal somebody right now, lock them up, keep them, don't let them go. This will make you feel good forever. It doesn't work. Doesn't work. So I guess you got to let everything go. Now, when you do, a very interesting thing happens, because in the very, very act of freedom, as you release, the same thing happens that happens in the fireworks. The rocket goes up, and when it gets up there, it expands, and you expand, and you become this huge, expansive being filled with light, joining all the other sparkling things up there. Yeah. That's what Aaron Copland reminds me of. That's what July 4th reminds me of. It reminds me of all of us up there. I don't want to look at the fireworks. I won't make any effort to look at them. I'll listen. I'll hear them in the background from where I live, probably, or somewhere nearby. I'll hear pop, 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 but I'm not going to judge the people who listen, and I'm not going to judge the people who don't. I'm just going to go say that's my family having a party. 212-209-2900 with the help of Ian Forrest here today. May I take another call? Hi, this is Armand DeMille on the air. Ian, I'm sorry, I slipped that up on you. Would you connect me with another caller, please?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Hi, this is Armand DeMille.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about, what about the collective consciousness? Want to join a collective consciousness that is celebrating an illusion.
Yeah.
Because in my eyes, if you look at it, let me catch my breath.
Sure, and thanks for doing this. Thanks for waiting, and I will wait for you. Catch your breath. Talk as slowly as you'd like.
Thanks.
What's your name? What's your name?
Paul from Staten Island.
Paul? Hi, Paul.
Yeah.
Oh, Staten Island especially. That's a big fireworks display place, right? That's where everybody goes over to the water and they say, we're going to go see it.
Right,
because
right.
They see it on the harbor.
Yes.
But I hear what you're asking me, and I'm going to say something to you, Paul. I don't think people are doing a false illusion celebration. I think they're just gathering together and looking at the pictures in the sky. I don't think anybody's saying America is so wonderful. Oh, isn't it great that we just killed all those babies in Iraq? I don't think that that's what's going on. I think when the people get together, they just kind of press against each other and they say, I'm connected. Now, that may be an illusion. They may not be connected.
Yes, but, no, I agree. I understand that. Yeah, it's a very, you need human companionship and connection.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Who's the closest person to you, Paul?
A friend of mine.
What's his name?
Gino.
G- Gino and you are buddies?
Yeah.
What are you and Gino going to do tonight?
Well, I haven't spoken to him today.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think Gino's going to be doing?
I'm not sure.
What's the best thing about Gino?
Well, the spiritual aspects.
What aspect? You mean like he's a Buddhist? He's a... What about Gino?
Yes. Like meditation, yoga.
So he's come a long way with a name like Gino. He's come a long way away from tradition to finding a place inside himself. What a good buddy to have. Why would Gino love you? What's so good about you that Gino would want to hang out with you?
Well, I'm into the similar quest.
Well, do you think it's just for the quest, or do you think you're a nice guy?
Yeah, I think I'm a nice guy, yeah.
you think you're a lovable man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I just wanted to bring out the other aspect was, if you look at the fireworks, how they've completely shut it down, completely, but they can't seem to do it with drugs, which is the same concept of illegal transport of products. So that's one. Another one is, if you can't pay off your house within 10 years, or you're in virtual slavery to the financial system. So to me, I don't think feudalism has ended, even though they... So that's what I mean about the collective illusion about...
About freedom.
Freedom. So if you put it together, then you're supposed to get together and with the collective and celebrate something that is not what they tell you it is.
Oh, but I'm enslaved. I'm a slave, too. I'm not... I don't fight it so much. I feel like, I don't own me. You own me. I'm here for you and everybody else, and everybody else is there for me. I just feel like I'm a small part of a very, very big thing.
And I appreciate that. That's what I love about BII. It's a place where you could, have something other than the collective consciousness that is not, in my viewpoint, which could be wrong, of course, not thinking, not introspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I thank you very much for calling in. Hello.
Thank you.
Say hello to Gino for me.
I will.
Tell him I'm proud of him. 212-209-2900. Hi, this is Armand DeMille.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. How are you? Happy Independence Day.
And what's your name?
Evangeline.
Evangeline.
Yes.
With a V?
E-V-A-N-G-E-L-I-N.
Evangeline. Hi, beautiful Evangeline.
Pretty name. I hope so. I like the inner beauty more, but a beautiful in different ways. I guess it's...
Is there a noise in back? Do you have a radio on in the background, Evangeline?
I'm Greek-American.
Do you have a radio on in the background?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you asked me what my background was.
I know, I did. It happened to be Greek.
Okay, and then you said if the radio was on, then I heard in the background, so I spliced the sentence together. Anyway, I'm a little bit perplexed on this kind of a holiday, because I wonder if people look at it in the historical sense of a revolutionary war, and when you mention fireworks, I think people like to go to be... It's nothing wrong with being pleasure-seeking.
Well, here's what I want to ask you, Evangeline. Where's your family?
My family mostly passed away.
Yeah, who do you miss the most? Do you miss your dad?
And my mother was from Filiatra.
Wait, let me ask you about your father.
My father.
Don't you miss him?
I do, and I didn't really appreciate him when he was alive.
Yeah, what was wrong with him?
Very old world, and he said when I grew up I would appreciate it, but not when I was... When I was with him, it was very autocratic, extraordinarily eccentric and autocratic.
And he pushed you aside. He didn't have room for you.
Well, it wasn't that he didn't have room for me. We were very desolate. We were very impoverished. And
so your whole family was struggling. Just struggling, right?
Pardon?
You were just struggling. The family was struggling.
Oh, a lot.
All the time. There was no room for hugging. You know what I mean?
No room for hugging. Although he was a very gregarious man, and he wanted that love. I feel sorry now I didn't say and express it because I felt so oppressed.
So, Evangeline, have you wound up being the kind of person who prefers to be alone than be with other people?
Actually, I was just going to tell you, I'm a cave dweller in the city.
I know. I could tell. I could tell.
I like a life of the mind. I'm kind of self-taught. I just have an art background, not just. I shouldn't say just, but it's not emulated. But I love books, and I'm not finding that much camaraderie in the intellect with people. I want to be gentle saying that.
I know what you mean. You know why? Because they talk, and because you talk. So you need to be with people who don't speak.
Oh.
You need to be. That's why the fireworks are good, if they weren't for the fireworks. You need to be around people who don't speak. You just need to be with people who could show you their spirit. Okay, are you ready? I've got my gift for you today.
Me?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Me?
Yes, write this.
Are you saying me or the general?
You, Evangeline. Write this down. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here it comes.
Let me get a pen. I'm relaxing in front of a piece of more information about the definition of what a patrioteer is, which I've had to explore.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's get this.
Exploration is what I do.
Ready to write this down?
Company. Just a minute. I'm getting the pen. I'm a unitasker. Okay, go ahead.
You have it? You have a pen?
I have it.
Now I want nobody else to write this down.
All right. You want me to write it down?
I want you to write it down, but I want nobody else who's listening to write it down. Everybody's going to write this down. Write down the following letters. S as in Sam. H as in Harry. Uh-huh. I.
You didn't tell me to shut up. No, go ahead.
Wait a minute.
I am.
Evangeline, do you think I would do anything to hurt you?
No, you wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Shh. Okay. First is shh.
Yeah.
S-H. Shh. Okay.
S-H-I.
I. Okay, I'm very intrigued now.
B, as in boy.
B, shib.
U.
U.
M.
M.
I.
I.
That's the name.
Shibumi.
Shibumi by Trevanian. It's a book.
It's a book? Oh, good. I want to read it.
I know.
I want to read everything.
No, this you'll want to read.
I read everything.
Wait, slow down a second now. I'm sharing something with you that's precious to me and precious to a couple of my friends, but there's a part about it that relates to you specifically, especially about the cave dwelling. I think you'll get something very big from that. It's not going to tell you not to be a cave dweller, number one. Number two, from your reaction and talking to me, I see how you open your heart. You're basically telling me you love me, but at the same time, you're afraid I'm going to hurt you. And that shows me the kind of conflict that you live with. You think I'm going to make a fool of you or laugh at you or do something like that. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have to feel that way, because whatever I do to engender that feeling, I apologize, because I don't want to hurt you. You deserve to be cherished. And thank you very much for calling. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Did anybody else write down that thing that I wrote? I told you not to write it down. Everybody else. Those of you who wrote it down, would you please tear it up? I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call with the help of Ian Forrest today. Hi there. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille.
Yeah, hello?
Hello there. Could you talk just a little louder for me?
Yeah. In reference to the 4th of July, I believe that I personally, ever since I became, I think, more enlightened, I do things in terms, like when it comes to holidays, I do it in terms of historical context. And I think that's one of the problems of the world, is that we don't do things enough in historical context. And we romanticize wickedness and lies. I mean, like the 4th of July, to me what it represents is two people fighting over a property that did not belong to them. And I think that's the reason why people were able to go to Vietnam and kill over 3 million Vietnamese people like they were just flies. And we talk about Vietnam like it's just a war. 3 million Vietnamese were killed. Like it was just, and yet, when 9/11 occurred, were so bent out of shape over 3,000 people dying in America, but nobody was bent out of shape over 3 million people dead in Vietnam. 3 million, I'm talking about little children and women, innocent people. Right now you go to Vietnam, you see people without legs because of the wickedness of this country. I think we need to put things in historical context and stop romanticizing lies. And if we do that, we will become more sensitive and the world will change.
Hello?
Oh, I'm right here with you.
Wait
a moment. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of energy that goes into all of this pain, isn't it? Which I fully understand. So when you were little, too, it wasn't a safe place, was it?
Pardon?
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Jamaica.
In Jamaica. And uh-huh. Did you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
No, I had one brother and two sisters.
Uh-huh. And where were your parents?
My parents were at home. My father was a detective.
A detective.
My mother was a homemaker, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your father was a detective trying to keep the moral order of the world. But I suspect, and I hope you don't think it's disrespectful, but I think he was a hypocrite. I think your father was a hypocrite. I think he was...
Yeah, most of the people in the world are hypocrites.
Wait, I'm not talking about most of the people. Just stay a second. I think you as a child grew up seeing an authoritarian father who had power in the community exert this power on one hand, and on the other hand, you knew that he was a hypocrite in so many ways. And so that you carried... Wait, I'm not putting it down, because I think we need people like you.
I'm not taking it like that.
Okay, but you're interrupting me as I'm just trying to say the words.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's okay. You don't have to apologize. The main thing I hear is the nervousness about looking beneath it. So the rage that you feel, the intensity goes all the way back to the source of hypocrisy. And although I agree with everything you've said, especially about the Vietnam War, I feel your pain.
It is true that my history, my personal history, haven't had an impact on me, but, you know, some of it I didn't like. But, you know, I will tell you one thing. I was glad that it actually made me start questioning authority. And from as a child, I remember from I was 10,
sure,
I resented any evil. Like the first time I read about...
Okay, now wait, before you go any further, we've taken a lot of time with this because I wanted you to be able to say what you wanted to say. And I understand, yes, it makes you stronger, me too. It makes us fight against the system and see it and not trust it automatically. But it would have been nice to have a nice family. I have to be going. I have another call waiting by. And what's your first name? Hello? Oh, I think I lost you without asking your name. I'm sorry. We're going to take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi, who is this?
This is Manny from Manhattan.
Hey, Manny from Manhattan. How are you? They named the island after you.
I just want to say I spoke to a guy named Ron who has everything to do with the business and at WBAI, and I said how wonderful your show is because remember the show you had talking about the engineer?
Sure.
You helped me quit drinking.
Hey, no kidding. That was just 5 days ago or 5 shows ago.
That's right. I've curbed it. And
great.
You helped me quit smoking. I don't smoke anymore.
Oh, my Lord Almighty.
So I want to give you a gift. Is that okay?
Please.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, oh, purple mounted majesties above the fruited plains. America, America. Take it, Armand.
No, you do it. You do it. You're doing so beautiful. Do it.
And crown thy good with brotherhood, especially the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and God bless Joyce Miranda, who got the contract at Sotheby's when my brothers were locked out. From sea to shining sea.
Thank you.
That's for you, Armand. Love you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beautiful people. Hey, this is
why the wind will blow, but something deep inside me says it can't be so. I want to celebrate.
Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind. It's been a beautiful time being here today. I'm so glad we made this happen. And I want to thank all of you for calling in. You touch my heart. You give me purpose. I belong to you. I'll be back with you on Wednesday at 1 p.m. for a two-hour special. And during that special, we'll be making this special offering about... Oh, it's a real bargain we're offering. We're offering doing the Enneagram test, having it scored, getting a private consultation with me, or for some really low price, save your money, save your shekels, put a few pennies aside, do this as a gift for someone else. We'll be making the offering on Wednesday. Until then, special thanks. Guest in the studio, Davina Simo. Thank you so much, Davina, and thank you so much for your painting. Is the gallery still showing?
Yes.
Where is it again? One North?
North First Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Okay, good. And thank you, and thank all the people there. We will be S-E-M-O. You can look up her work on the internet. And we will be back with you on Wednesday, my friends. Love to all of you. Bye-bye for now. And special thanks to Ian Forrest. Sorry I ran a little late, Ian.
Thank you so much. Armand DeMille there with a Positive Mind.